Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, everybody. Shit is hitting the fan, and I regret to inform you, Donald Trump has zero control of the situation in the Middle East. On screen now is a very unfortunate video of U.S. military equipment being seized and hijacked and used by our enemies in multiple islands and cities along the Bab el-Mandeb Strait. This video shows the Houthi rebels, which is an Iranian-funded militant group that is it's an enemy of the United States. I mean, Donald Trump has said that we are at war with them, that we have obliterated them, yet here they are taking over our military equipment after a very shrewd move from the Iranians to capture control of yet another strait. After the Strait of Hormuz was closed down, there were a bunch of conversations about how we could reroute oil through other similar straits and basically just render the Strait of Hormuz outdated anyways. It's obsolete. Well, now our second best option has also been captured by an Iran-aligned group named the Houthi rebels. We got this breaking news from War Monitor. Breaking: the Houthis have seized control of the Bab el-Mandeb Strait, which is a major shipping lane, as they have captured the island of Mayun as Yemeni forces withdrew earlier today. This is very bad news. So multiple islands were captured. Purim Island was captured, Mayun Island. They captured Mocha, multiple islands and cities along the coast, and then the Houthi rebels are going to close down the strait in order to further choke the United States and its allies. It is very, very unfortunate for us. And as Christopher David points out, Trump really fucked up by starting a war with Iran. Easily the biggest foreign policy blunder in U.S. history. This has become worse than Vietnam. It has become very drug out, and the United States citizens, Americans, are paying so much for this war, not only in gas prices, which is like hundreds of millions of dollars collectively more every single day, also taxpayer dollars, military funding. We're less safe on the global stage, not to mention the human cost in the Middle East, the schoolgirls who were killed, not to mention the U.S. troops who were killed. Trump doesn't care about any of this. He literally doesn't care about any of it. As Tom points out, in 24 hours, the Houthis and their leader, Ansar Allah, has seized two cities, an island, killed or captured thousands of soldiers, taken possession of U.S. tanks and weapons, thousands of them, freed former Houthi prisoners, and were greeted as liberators. Thank you, Mr. Trump, for your attention to this matter. Without you starting the Iran war, this would not have happened. Now, Iran is one of the most powerful forces in the region. I mean, yes, we have been at war with them. We've hurt their military. They've hurt our military capacity. We've lost a lot of our missiles, but they now have access to all of this equipment, and they now have control of multiple straits. Look at Al Jazeera breaking this down. Take a look.
Line along the Red Sea could reshape Yemen's future, and whoever controls it has leverage over one of the world's most important trade routes. At the moment, the Ansarallah Houthis control most of it, and they're advancing further south, taking swathes of land from the internationally recognized government. The latest site to fall is Mocha. This port city serves as an economic lifeline for the Yemeni governorates of Taiz and Hodeidah. And you'd be right if the name Mocha sounds familiar. Long known for its coffee trade, it gave its name to Mocha Coffee. Let's take a closer look at the port itself. And you'll be able to see this runway here for flights and a number of storage facilities.
So basically, Yemen is being choked off. The actual Yemeni government is now being choked off by the Houthi rebels, who are a militant group that Iran backs in order to destabilize Yemen. Now, it seems like they've won. The Houthi rebels have won. They have taken over these port cities and further driven oil prices up. Gas prices are likely going to spike. And as this is happening, Pete Hegseth is speaking at the 9/11 Memorial. I'm recording this on September 11th, 25 years ago, the United States was tragically attacked. And Pete Hegseth is speaking at the memorial along with Trump. Like, Zohran is there. A lot of big politicians are there in New York City for this. It's a day to put aside. It's supposed to be a day to put aside the differences between like Zohran and Trump in order to honor what happened and honor the lives that were lost. But here's Hegseth coming out on stage. lying about Iran. Something about this feels like it's in very bad taste. Hundreds of thousands of American troops died after 9/11 because we went to war. In the same way that Pete Hegseth is advocating for here. I mean, you can even argue pretty rationally that 9/11 happened as a lot of blowback to our meddling in the Middle East. Now Pete Hegseth goes on stage and says this.
Long.
And we are ensuring that Iran will never have a nuclear weapon. The economic pressure tightens every day. We control the strait. We will finish this fight.
They've been saying this for 100 days now. Turnbull says the Houthis now have a massive amount of American-made tanks and assault vehicles. Why did Trump just allow the Houthis to take all these tanks that can be used against our military and allies? Holy shit, this is absolutely awful. So Saudi Arabia has been bombing the Houthis for a while now in Yemen. And the Houthis in Iran decided they can align, they can partner up, and they can probably destabilize both Saudi Arabia and the United States, and oh, they have done that. We then just got breaking news that Yemen's Houthis might have directly struck Saudi Arabia's east-west crude oil pipeline. We have satellite images showing a massive plume of smoke, meaning their oil supply and their ability to transfer it is further getting cut off. This is a massive awful mess for the United States and for our allies. And it's all because Donald Trump pulled us into this war. You can really see the strategy of Iran forming right now. I mean, beyond seeing this military equipment in the Houthi rebels' hands, it's awful. The strategy of Iran is to prolong this war and essentially hold Donald Trump hostage and hold the Strait of Hormuz hostage until after the midterms, maybe even the next election. There are reports that Trump has been warned by military officials that this could last until the next election cycle, like another forever war, and this only bolsters that. So the Iranians know that they don't have to have a stronger military, although now, I mean, they're going to get closer and closer to having what we have, but they don't have a stronger military. I'm just telling you guys how it is, as I do. Iran has a weaker military than us, but they have better strategy with closing the strait, never reopening it, tapping proxies in the region to make sure that this stuff can happen and that the war can continue, and just prolonging it to inflict maximum damage, just like they did to Jimmy Carter. So as this continues to play out, Iran is looking for opportunities to further destabilize us, destabilize our allies, and this is not good news whatsoever. The United States has effectively been outsmarted. Let me continue with this.
But it's not just the infrastructure that makes it valuable. It's the location. Mocha is just north of Bab al-Mandab Strait. It's a choke point that serves as the gateway between the Red Sea and the Suez Canal. Just 16 kilometers wide at its narrowest point, this route handles a significant portion of global maritime traffic. Whoever controls Mocha controls a major vantage point over the world's busiest shipping lanes, with the ability to impact the trade of millions of barrels of oil and gas, as well as food and industrial equipment.
So Iran has effectively closed down the Strait of Hormuz. Then they got their proxies to shut down the next largest strait, and they own both of them.
Over years of fighting, the UN says that tens of thousands of people have been displaced from Mocha and nearby towns. While these ports and cities are often treated like squares on a chessboard, the people who live there bear the brunt of this conflict.
It's a really important reminder. We're looking at maps and we're looking at photos of everything happening, but there are people in these towns who are being displaced. This war hurts the people who live in Yemen and want to live a normal life and reach the best version of themselves. It's despicable that Donald Trump started this war, it spiraled into this mess, and now it's going to continue going through the midterms and likely through 2028 because the Iranian strategy is to continue to prolong this as long as damn possible. Donald Trump tweeted out over 100 days ago, the Strait of Hormuz is open and ready for business. It then was closed down that same day by Iran. Donald Trump tweeted out roughly 70 days ago, the Strait of Hormuz is finally open and ready. And again, it was closed down. Like, he keeps making these false announcements and thinking that he's gaining ground or at least trying to gaslight people, while the reality is it is getting worse for all of us. This war is a mess, and it was a war of choice that Donald Trump went into on his own accord after him and Netanyahu met about it multiple times. Do not let them escape accountability for this. We need to vote blue in the midterms. If you're in Texas, vote for Tallarico. If you're in Michigan, vote for El Sayed. Vote for John Ossoff in Georgia, or whatever Democratic candidate you can. It's very important that we continue to push for a better future, because right now, this administration is dog shit. I love you all. I will see you all in the next video, and peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.